Now we want to head to the East Coast for a conversation with about how the economic crisis is affecting Charlotte, North Carolina, where the crown jewels of the Queen City, Bank of America and Wachovia Bank, have both been tarnished by the financial meltdown. Unemployment is at 8.7%, the highest local rate there in a quarter century. Joining me to talk about the conditions in his city are Congressman Mel Watt. He's a Democrat. He represents the 12th District of North Carolina, which includes the city of Charlotte. Congressman, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Great to be with you.
What are the particular elements in Charlotte? As I was asking the mayor of Sacramento, what are the particular elements in the downturn there? What about in Charlotte?
Well, I think things were going great for us because we're the second largest economic center in the country, financial center in the country, and then all of a sudden things went south for the financial services industry, banking, and everything that's related to that. So. And then Wachovia fell on bad times because of one really bad decision, and ended up having to merge with Wells Fargo. So the whole basis and focus of that entity shifted from the East Coast, Charlotte, to the West Coast, California. And so there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of layoffs. And those, the financial services industry supports so much of the rest of the economy, and couple that with the housing foreclosure crisis, there's just a lot of uncertainty and hand-wringing going on right now.
Are most of the layoffs in the financial sector in your district?
Well, I think it's been a ripple effect throughout the economy. I think they started in the economic sector, the financial services sector, but I don't think there's any segment of our economy that has not now been adversely impacted, including government services, because tax revenues are down both at the state and local and county level. And so that impacts your schools, it impacts your local economy. There's the threat of teacher layoffs, firefighter layoffs, police layoffs. I mean, these are very, very difficult times.
Are you surprised by how quickly the downturn happened? I mean, you've been in this business a long time. I'm just wondering if you were surprised by how fast
Well, it actually came a little bit slower for Charlotte than for some other cities. We were rocking along thinking that we were somewhat immune from this, and then the bottom fell out of the financial services industry. Wachovia had its problems. Bank of America tried to save Merrill Lynch and ended up buying a bigger problem than they thought they had bargained for, and ending up having to take money from the federal government.
Forgive me, Congressman.
It's been
difficult. I'm sorry, sir. We have to interrupt. We're going to take a short break. I'm speaking with Congressman Mel Watt, a Democrat representing the 12th District of North Carolina, which includes Charlotte. We're talking about how the economic crisis is affecting his constituents. We need to take just a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, do charges that he misled his colleagues threaten the future of Illinois Senator Roland Burris? We'll get the latest on that story. But first, we're going to continue our conversation with North Carolina Congressman Mel Watt. His district includes the major banking center of Charlotte. We're talking about how his district has been affected by the economic downturn. Welcome back, Congressman. Thanks so much for staying with us.
Thank you.
And as, of course, you know, Bank of America received $45 billion in rescue funds and $118 billion in asset guarantees. Wachovia Bank's new owner, Wells Fargo, received $25 billion from the federal government in bailout funds. And yet the data shows that all the major recipients of federal bailout money have actually decreased their lending in the same time period. How do they explain that? How do you understand that?
Well, they explain it, first of all, that in economic hard times, it's actually harder to make a loan because there are less people out there seeking loans that are really good loans to make. According to them and the other people who testified before the Financial Services Committee in the House last week, lending has actually sustained more at a higher level during this recession than in any prior recession. And according to the numbers that they've given us, they've actually increased their lending as a result of receiving the TOP funds.
You find this credible?
Well, it's hard to check. Money is fungible to some extent. The prior administration started out really not having a requirement that they either use the money to make more loans or track the use of the money to assure that they were making more loans. I think the process has become a lot more transparent now, and we have become a lot more demanding of accountability and transparency in what they are doing. So I think the next set of reports, you'll see probably substantially different results.
I understand that you're hosting a series of town hall meetings for your constituents to talk about the same issues we're talking about and to talk about how the stimulus package that was just signed this week will improve their lives, will affect them. What assurances can you give your constituents that this latest infusion of federal dollars will have any greater impact than the last did?
Well, I'm not really defending the package as much as I am telling people that, in my estimation, I think we really had no choice. We didn't have the option of just sitting there doing nothing and allowing the economy to continue to go get worse and worse. So we had to do something. And I believe while this may not be a substantial jolt to turn the economy around and start it creating a bunch of new jobs, it will certainly have the impact of lessening the impact of what we're going through and maybe putting a floor under the job loss that's taking place with teachers and firefighters and police officers, and in a number of different areas of our economy. So in some measure, I think the public will have to judge this based on their assessment of whether it stopped worse things from happening as much as it will have to judge this based on whether it made some very positive good things happen that that they would like to see happen. And on that first criteria, that's a very, very difficult political evaluation for people to make because when you save people from adverse consequences, they never experience those consequences. Consequently, it's hard for them to understand that you've done something positive for them.
I see.
That's really the problem we've had with the TOP funding.
Okay.
We actually think it's done quite a bit.
Okay. We're going to have to leave it there. Congressman Mel Watt is a Democrat. He represents the 12th Congressional District of North Carolina. He also serves on the House Financial Services Committee, as he mentioned. He was kind enough to join us from Charlotte. Congressman Watt, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.